Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although the vote has not been locked in by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Senate is expected to vote Monday on a motion to advance a temporary government funding bill that includes a suspension of the debt ceiling. The nation's debt is well over $28 trillion as of today. 60 votes will be needed to succeed. When asked if he would rule out using reconciliation to raise the debt limit, meaning you would only need a simple majority, Chuck Schumer avoided answering the question. Results from the audit of the 2020 election in Arizona's Maricopa County is expected to be delivered later today. An unconfirmed leak copy says there will be no surprises from the Maricopa recount. A Congressional Research Service report is implying President Biden may have improperly avoided paying Medicare taxes before he took office and could owe the Internal Revenue Service up to $500,000. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
An arrest warrant by the FBI for Gabby Petito's childhood sweetheart and person of interest in her murder, Brian Laundrie, was issued Thursday afternoon. Although nothing in the complaint mentions murder, it's a start to get Brian in front of investigators. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
An arrest warrant is out for missing Florida man Brian Laundrie. He hasn't been seen in more than a week after his fiancée, Gabby Petito, turned up dead on Sunday. The two were on a cross-country road trip last month when Brian returned home to Northport, Florida, alone. Wednesday, a federal grand jury in Wyoming indicted Laundrie on charges he used her credit card following her disappearance. The FBI, along with multiple law enforcement agencies, continue to search for Laundrie as he remains a person of interest in Petito's homicide investigation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The close-knit hamlet of Blue Point on Long Island is coming together in light of the tragic Gabby Petito murder.
I can't but, you know, help but think that her family is going to be tremendously appreciative of this. You know, it's such a small community, and if we can come together like this for them, it's phenomenal. You know, the circumstances are tragic, but the ability to do this is what makes Blue Point Blue Point, as far as I'm concerned.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
We need justice in this case. This is somebody who, you know, this beautiful young girl, and to just see her murdered like that, and we need answers 100%.
Funeral arrangements are still being planned. The January 6th Commission subpoenaed a couple of Trump administration officials. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former Trump administration officials have been issued subpoenas to appear before the committee that's investigating the January 6th riot. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Steve Bannon are being instructed to produce materials and come to depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
It's going to take all hands on deck to get this country back on track, as you can tell. I mean, what the ruling class continues to do to us, we the people, it is unbelievable. But they're counting on we the people being too busy and getting easily distracted and buying into their narrative. But I'll tell you, an increasing number of WTPs is not having anything to do with it. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. John O'Connor joins us, a legal analyst, author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. John, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Hey, I want to talk about Durham. I mean, we've been on a bit of a roller coaster ride with him. I mean, initially we said, look, at Durham's really serious. He's got a track record. Maybe he'll get down to the bottom of all this mess that's going on. And just about the time when we are almost ready to forget him, we get another indictment that comes in. And so what does this mean?
Well, first of all, you got to give the guy some slack because he had COVID for a year and a half. The world did, and it gave an excuse to the FBI agents and the tech executives not to come in and testify. They stayed away. And in his investigation, he requires at each stage of the game that other people talk, and he makes everyone talk. And they have to tell the truth for fear that the next guy will contradict them. So he gets into details, the next guy talks, the next guy talks. And then, of course, if they lie, then he has them there. Otherwise, he closes in on people and figures out who's really responsible. Because some of this stuff, we know that at the end of the day, everything that was put out there about Trump was false in this Russiagate conspiracy. But the question is, who along the way simply innocently passed along the trash, so to speak, or who helped initiate the trash? And those things, he has to have this, you know, time-consuming process. So I cut the guy some slack. But let me give you my analysis of this. I predicted some time ago that after Klein Smith was indicted, which everybody was disappointed that he didn't get a sentence, I say that means Klein Smith's yapping. He's talking. He's out doing what he can. But regardless of Klein Smith, I think he's got enough for four or five FBI people along the chain of command. What is interesting, and that will happen, they will go all the way up to Comey. They won't get Comey, but they'll get below Comey and probably use Comey as a form of witness because Comey's going to say, oh, I knew nothing about this. I'm a saint. And so the buck is going to stop before it gets to him. But in addition, addition to that, what's intriguing about the Sussman indictment is that Durham is obviously doing a lot of work to get people who are also feeding lies into the system. And the latest indictment, you could charge in two paragraphs what really he did wrong, which was misrepresent that he had no clients. He was just this innocent citizen doing this for the good of mankind and passing along some bogus stuff. But it was the falsity was just saying he didn't represent any clients or have any interest that he was carrying the ball for. But that could be said in two paragraphs. Durham took 26 pages. That's the interesting thing to read. Why is he doing that? And this is like the old show Lassie on TV when people would always say, Lassie's trying to tell us something. And I don't know how many people, kids were trapped in mine shafts or down wells, but that happened quite a bit. And Lassie was always there to tell Timmy to go get somebody. And that's what Durham is saying here, I think. He goes through a long narrative about how a certain tech executive one, was going out of his way to do this and that to get Trump and the Clinton campaign. Now, here's Sussman representing the Clinton campaign. So I don't know if there are any other shoes to drop here, but he is telling us something. He certainly is watching to see who else he can get that have arguably told lies somewhere along the way, because the second fascinating thing about the Sussman indictment is it is very clear to me that the FBI knew that what he was saying was false. They knew he was associated with the campaign. But for their own records, it looks like it's a decent lead. Wink, wink. We got a decent case here. Wink, wink. We have the Alpha Bank matter. The whole purpose of all of this is to generate publicity. The whole Russiagate thing was about publicity to help Hillary fend off the inevitable charges that would be made that she was consorting with Russia on the Uranium One deal. And that was her way of, you know, prophylactically avoiding that, so that when anything came about the Uranium One thing, which she expected people to leak, then she would come back and say, oh, that's just part of the plot, the Russiagate plot. So a lot of this also deals with the corrupt media. Now, I don't think that he's going to indict anybody with the media, but what's very frightening is that these guys know that they have a complicit media. Somebody wink, wink, can come up with a false statement to the FBI, and wink, wink, they know it's false, but they open up a file and generate legitimate, what looks like legitimate investigative activity, and therefore that's a hook for the media to then come out and blast Trump and try to sink him. So this stuff all came out a week before the election. So that's a theme of the entire Russiagate thing. How much did we hear in the press about this, and how much did the FBI know for sure? Well, they know for sure that all this stuff was, that so much of this was bogus, and that they were, luckily, we also have a track record of what they said to the FISA court. So this is not over by any stretch, Bill. I've given you a long-winded answer here, but I'm very much into this, and I think Durham's going to surprise a lot of people.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of us are hoping for that surprise, just been disappointed. I appreciate you putting this in context, bringing back to memory. I mean, we forget that COVID thing is still hanging around, and it was, quite interruptive in with all processes, doctor's appointments and what have you. And so certainly in this case as well, we can understand it. You said early on, you know, Comey's not going to get indicted. How does he avoid indictment?
Well, I think the Horowitz and the Inspector General's report tells us that all the reports of McCabe up to him about what was going on, all the reports were oral. And, you know, gee, he can't, you know, Comey can't remember anything without his documents. Oh, well, Mr. Comey, we'll show them to you. If all you have to do is reinsert your security clearance. No, I don't think so. I don't think I want my security clearance back. Thank you very much. So even the documents that could refresh him They're not showing him, and he can't testify to them. Most of the briefings were oral. There would be some things, for instance, McCabe might put in writing to somebody or something, and then they'll say, well, did you hear this from McCabe?
Mm-hmm.
Is this something he might have shown you? So that's the problem. Now, let me give you another issue.
I'll tell you what, before you do that, yeah. We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from John O'Connor. We're talking the latest reveal from Durham. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Don't you love it when John O'Connor kind of, he just keeps you hanging on the edge of the seat, just leads you up to number two that he wants to talk about. But we've got to take care of some business here. So, but he's back with us, as promised. The legal analyst, author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat Covered Up Watergate and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. John, now to you. Let's pick up where we left off. You were starting to mention number two here. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is that Comey, as Comey got into office, one of the things he quickly did was he surrounded himself with like-minded, politically bendable people. He got rid of some people that were happy to hang on, but some old, solid guys that were good old FBI agents. And FBI agents are very straight people. But now what he did is he culled from that herd some people that were willing to play politics, like Andrew McCabe is a great example. And that is what's sort of scary, because he recruits these people, and then they all leak very cleverly. And what comes out of the whole Russiagate thing is that the newspapers, the papers, the Post and the Times, are really part of the conspiracy, so to speak, with the FBI as to how to end the Clinton campaign. All of them are working together. Now, of course, to use the media to sell a false narrative. Now, in this indictment, as I say, Durham brings up a fourth part of this whole thing, and this is gonna, we don't know who it is, but it's a big time tech executive, and he's using a lot of his power and money to help out the Clinton campaign in exchange for a spot. It says in the indictment that he to be the cybersecurity chief for Clinton. So what we've got is, it's very scary to read it, because you realize that the media's in line. They will leak anything these guys want to help them out. You've got the tech companies. You've got big tech. Now you get the FBI and the CIA, by the way, on your side. Those guys are politicized. That makes for a witch's brew bill that is difficult for the normal person out there to navigate. Mm-hmm. You know, I sit here and try to deal with it all day, but it's a tough thing to unwrangle and to get.
It's got to be a fun war room. I'm just envisioning, you know, walls in your office where you've got pin dots all over the place connecting this bone to this bone, you know, whatever. Because the thing is, it's interesting, John, as you lay this out, I suspect a pattern. I mean, this is a well-versed pattern with lefties. I mean, you know, right now we're looking at, you know, the Russian collusion case and the FBI. But, you know, you talk about people surrounding themselves with like-minded people, and all of a sudden what comes to mind recently is the military-industrial complex. And this is where I see a similar pattern. Am I too far off on that?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, everywhere you look, you know, there is this unity between the Democratic Party, the media, if need be, the FBI and the CIA, the intelligence agencies, and the tech. I don't want to sound conspiratorial or anything, except that I'm trained to look for conspiracies as a federal prosecutor. And the fact is, let's look at the Michael Flynn case. Michael Flynn is one of the kickoffs to the Russiagate investigation. And in that, it is very clear that they dust off this thing, the Logan Act. They know that Flynn has talked to Kislyak, the ambassador for Russia, but in a very innocent, good conversation. And then the Justice Department starts floating the whole idea that he may have violated the Logan Act, the 200-year-old statute that's never been enforced that prevents private citizens from conducting foreign policy. Well, he wasn't doing that. He's doing what every interim incoming administration does. Obama did. He was acting properly. However, they leak this thing so that he's afraid to tell people, and they use David Ignatius of the Washington Post. He says, the Justice Department is considering Logan Act charges. So they frighten Flynn into not telling the truth. And then what they do is, then they leak something that says, the Justice Department has decided not to indict Flynn for the Logan Act. Okay, so now he's feeling a little bit okay. Then, before the dust settles in the Trump White House, while the guards were down, and Comey admits this, then he sends over two guys, to act like they're just friendly, good old boys talking to Flynn, and they ask him about his conversation with Kislyak, in which he kind of soft soaps what he really said. It wasn't quite, didn't quite tell the whole truth. It's not clear that he lied, but there was enough there to say that he lied. Mm-hmm.
Although there was an FBI interviewer that said that it was, you know, it was marginal. He thought it was pretty light.
Yeah, right.
In terms
right,
of
right, and he acted, yeah. And you could tell from his demeanor that he looked like he was being sincere, but objectively what he said was not objectively quite true. But my point is, it all came about because they used the media to screw around with Flynn, when in truth and in fact, they knew that they would never prosecute anybody for the Logan Act. You know, Comey did this with Scooter Libby. He mm-hmm. he deliberately leaked a false charge, this Foreign Agents Identification Act, forcing people like Karl Rove and Scooter Libby to lie. And in fact, there was no crime in outing Valerie Plame. That's an old thing. I'm raising it, but what I'm saying is Comey is a master using the media leaks to frighten people into lying. He's big on process crimes. Meanwhile, all the FBI knows that everything from the Steele dossier is provided by the Kremlin or by Russian intelligence agents. They know that. And nobody, the regular, yes, a person on the street, well, what about this Steele dossier? Oh, well, it comes from a British ex-spy. Well, the British ex-spy got everything from Russians that were literally tied to Putin. Putin wrote, in essence, the Steele dossier. It's not a stretch. He really wrote it. Putin's guys wrote the Steele dossier, and he sat back and smiled as Clinton used it to just cause chaos in the United States, which is precisely what Putin wants. But mm-hmm. Hillary did that using them, and anybody in the media with half a brain, I was yelling and screaming my head off about this because it was obvious from the first time I saw a copy of that report. But no one in the media picks up on this, and guys like Comey just laugh. They laugh because and then the game goes on, and they hope that Trump is going to get excited enough to tell a lie. That's what that game was all about. So it's really scary that these intelligence agencies, along with the media, along with the Democrats, are using these processes to really, really play games with the other guys, the guys they don't like, which is the conservatives.
Right. And at what expense for the American people? I mean, here it is. We had a president. I was talking with Sean Spicer the other day about his new book. And I said, Sean, your new book, I got the title for it. He goes, what's that? And I said, Trump was right. Because time and again, whenever they said Trump was wrong, he did this, you know, it's just, oh, okay, he was right. Even up to the most recent deal of January the 6th, where the FBI finally had to come back after investigating everything, said that he didn't incite an insurrection. He's not guilty of that. You know, that was a small headline that came and went just that fast. But time and again, President Trump was right. And here we were 8 months ago, energy independent, Middle East peace was breaking out, our border was locked down, lowest unemployment of all time, and all of a sudden that's turned on its head because of all this manipulation from the left and the Democratic Party, and they just, you know, meanwhile they're trying to pin us down with another $3.5 trillion worth of debt. Thank you very much. You know, all brought to you by the left and these oligarchs in the, as you say, the media, big tech, corporate America, and others. And as one investigator shared with us last week, you know, a company that is in charge of everything is pulling all the levers, and they've got $9 trillion of assets, and so they're the big dog. They're at the top of the food chain and just having fun moving everybody's cheese. And it's costing us money and all kinds of stress, John O'Connor.
Well, then what you've got, Bill, is you've got a system here in which democracy clearly is not working the way it's intended. No. Because it's supposed to work, that everybody, we have a free and fair press, and everybody gets information and then makes their decision on who represents them. But that system is so skewed now by what you and I are talking about.
Exactly. Got to leave it there, John.
now. According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Although the vote has not been locked in by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Senate is expected to vote Monday on a motion to advance a temporary government funding bill that includes a suspension of the debt ceiling. The nation's debt is well over $28 trillion as of today. 60 votes will be needed to succeed. When asked if he would rule out using reconciliation to raise the debt limit, meaning you would only need a simple majority, Chuck Schumer avoided answering the question. Results from the audit of the 2020 election in Arizona's Maricopa County is expected to be delivered later today. An unconfirmed leak copy says there will be no surprises from the Maricopa recount. A Congressional Research Service report is implying President Biden may have improperly avoided paying Medicare taxes before he took office and could owe the Internal Revenue Service up to $500,000. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before the top of the hour, Mom and Dad, look, at if you're at that point in dealing with the kids and go, oh, what happened here? This is not the way we planned it in light of all that you've had to deal with. I mean, parenting today is about as difficult as being a child today, because you talk about herding cats. There are so many options available for our kids today. Nothing like when you and I were growing up. It is absolutely exponential. All these options, this era of technocracy and social media and everything, it is incredible. Well, you want to take note. Our next guest, Tim Alba, has written a new book called Well Done, Mom and Dad, A Practical Guide to Turn Good Intentions into Godly Legacies. And Tim joins us now, the executive pastor and CFO and author. Tim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, this is a book that had to be written. I mean, you're observing, and of course, I'm sure you're talking, you know, to constituencies and people at your church, and this seems to be a common thread. I mean, the kids are out of control. Mom and Dad's going, gosh, you know, I'd planned for a godly legacy, and my kids are running a little amok here, and the culture has got a hold of them. What do I do?
Yeah, in fact, I can tell you, Bill, that although I didn't start out writing a parenting book, mm-hmm. I actually was writing a leadership book for my kids to help them know how to choose well. But then God stirred my heart to be a different kind of a parent, much like what you're talking about. I had to learn to be intentional and transparent, to connect with my kids mm-hmm. where they are. I had to learn to nudge their rudder, not steer their ship.
Right.
To lead them to know how to be faithful. More importantly, to your point, is to help them want to. That's the key, is helping them want to.
Exactly. And for parents that are sitting there saying, look, I get it. I've been trying to do this. But, you know, it seems like that boat has sailed here a little bit on me. What do I do?
Well, you know, I wish there was a secret or one thing that fits to everybody, but right, that there isn't. So mm-hmm. in many cases, I just encourage parents. We have to become a student of our children where they are. Mm-hmm. Right? When my kids are teenagers or young adults, it's very different. I'm a consultant or a coach, and I'm no longer a cop. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, it's never too late to start, right? It's never too early,
right.
But it's never too late. Because mm-hmm. Many of the parents that come to our seminars are those that are at that place where they're looking back and going, wow, I wish somehow that I thought these things through sooner. But mm-hmm. if I may, what I'm encouraging parents now is, whether they're younger or older, is you can start right where you are with some of these practical examples of things you could do to lead your kids to embrace not you, right, not copy you, but copy who God made them. And how do we otherwise connect with them where they are so that they're able to fulfill what God created in them? Because too many parents are trying to turn their kids into them, right, instead of otherwise helping them create a want to, a hunger, and a thirst that literally becomes theirs.
Well, Tim, right off the bat, I imagine some parents are just crushed in looking back and saying, what have I done? I coulda, shoulda, woulda. It didn't happen. You know, we tried to do this, and mm-hmm. boy, you can really cause yourself all kinds of brain damage in the process. And this is your chance to kind of encourage the parents to say, look, don't give up. It's okay. I mean, we can be grateful to Almighty God for His grace and mercy. And grace is that part of God that makes up for our shortcomings. And last time I checked, it's ever filling, isn't it, if we're for the asking?
Indeed, yeah. I mean, I wish that my wife and I could have some do-overs because we sure made our share of parenting mistakes as well. Mm-hmm. But I'll just share this. One of the big things that happened to me, and most of the things that really this book it talks about, were when my kids were, for the most part, teenagers and above.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I wish I would have started sooner, but it applies to anybody. But a couple key things, if I may say, that I think are really important, especially for some of the parents that you're referring to, is I wanted so bad to just break their bad habits, right, and fix their behavior and stop the drama with my daughter, who's now a great, lovely mom of two toddlers herself. But, boy, mm-hmm. we had some challenges.
Yeah.
But what I finally came to realize was that the best way for my kids, and especially my daughter, who had some interesting times of conversation, is the best way to break her bad habits, Bill, was to bond with her heart.
Yeah.
The best way to fix her behavior was to funnel her beliefs, and the best way to stop that drama is to shape her dreams. Mm-hmm. Literally, right, we can't make kids be faithful. We can't force them, cajole them. Today, mm-hmm. kids, especially parents, want to sweet talk their kids into things. At the end of the day, you can't make kids, right? But
yeah.
What you can do is start right where they are, connect with them where they are, and ultimately draw out of them what I refer to as this. It's nine simple words. Helping them want what they need to be faithful.
Mm.
If we
yes.
can help them want what they need to be faithful, and we can't make them, but wow, we can make a huge impact if we're able to live and connect where they are.
Exactly. And because ultimately they have to make the decision themselves. I mean, look, there's been a lot of philosophers, politicians, you know, founding fathers and all that realized that, self-rule is is where it's at, because there's just not enough oppression, there's not enough police, there's not enough enforcement to force any one person to do it. But if they decide on themselves and they're empowered and realize in that empowerment position, boy, the life that they can realize could be so much better. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you got a mom and dad that went before you that do have some, you know, excellent experience that can you can draw on their experience and maybe make better decisions if you're so inclined or open to it.
Yeah, I can. If you want, I can just share a quick story of an example of maybe what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So my kids at the time we did this, and again, I wish I would have done it sooner, but mm-hmm. my kids were all adults. Two were married, one was engaged, and we took a family vacation. But we did something that I call secret sauce. It's one of the many practical exercises that are in the book, mm-hmm. but they just reflect the real stories. And what we did is I had each of the kids do what I called, again, secret sauce. I gave them a list of hundreds of words, but a whole bunch of A words and B words all the way through Z, mm-hmm. words that they could choose to reflect the character that they were going to decide their family would be defined by. Mm. And it's just a whole bunch of words. My kids are always my guinea pig.
Mm.
But they went through, and they each picked an A word and a B word, and we did this together at a nice vacation that we had, and we sat together, right, and we talked about each other's words that were to define, again, their character. But they were adults. Instead of me telling them, here's what you should do,
right.
They were all choosing their character. And at the end of the night, the big crescendo was my daughter announced that she was pregnant with our first grandchild.
Oh, wow.
And,
I didn't see that on the list.
Well, I can't promise grandkids. But let me tell you what happened that literally reflects how this can change a parent who maybe is struggling and maybe those who are on a great path. Either way, is 7 months later, Bill, my daughter gave birth to Cade Boulder Medlin. You call him Cade the Bold.
Yeah.
And what was her B word, her character quality B word, was bold.
Bold, wow.
I have a grandchild who was named after a character quality in large part because mom and dad, we didn't live it all right either. But we helped them think through, what are you going to choose for your
right.
family? And my little grandson is in part a reflection of that exercise.
Wow. That's a great story and an excellent exercise. And the book is loaded with ideas like this, ladies and gentlemen. Well done, mom and dad. Again, we think about where we are with our kids. And I admire parents who had it together. Maybe they just had some great tutoring in the beginning. Their stories vary as well. But you look at it, and they've raised kids as one professor out of UCLA said, people like to be around my kids. And in fact, he wrote a book to that end. It says, raise kids that people like to be around. And, they were able to, make that happen. He said it wasn't easy. It was a process, just like what you went through. But, if you're faithful to that end, you'd be surprised what comes out. We've got more from Tim Alba after this. Stay with us.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't
put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
People raised in a Christian family that attended church or leaving the church if they don't find a connection. According to Barna Research, just 10% of 18 to 29-year-olds are considered resilient believers. Think about that. After all that mom and dads have done and the kicking and screaming, I don't want to go to church, and after everything is all said and done, only 10%. What is wrong? I mean, in God's economy, there's just something upside down, you know, about this whole situation. Well, in his new book, businessman and author Tim Alba states clearly that raising our kids and educating our kids is a parental responsibility, okay? I don't think parents are checking out on that. I think we understand that it is our responsibility, but it's tough. And sometimes parents might give up the good fight because they just say, look, I don't have a fair shot at this. In the modern age of this intense technocracy and communication and social media and everything, boy, it has really complicated the job. I think the whole idea of low maintenance parenting is out the door here. And especially if you're picking up late, as Tim said, and maybe some of us as well are going, gosh, I wish I should have, could have, would have done it sooner. But look at in God's plan and purpose of things, and as he continues to educate us and show us who the Father is, now we need to be his parents, then this is a bit of a process. And in Tim's new book, Well Done, Mom and Dad, he talks frankly about what he got right and where he failed. Tim, I appreciate your vulnerability and your frankness about this, and this is a snapshot of what has worked for you and some great ideas, and of course you approach this in a business-like manner. I was talking with a guest earlier that, good leadership starts with the end in mind, right? And then works backwards. So, and in a sense, you've kind of done this in this book. Well done.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, and it really is. I'll just give you, for listeners who are just maybe lamenting, we also need to realize that research also shows that the number one reason that kids do carry on a godly legacy is when they bond emotionally with their parents, especially with their dads.
Mm.
Both are important, mm-hmm. but it really can happen. In fact, more times than not, in those home grounded homes, research shows that it does, in fact, happen. But, you know, I, for me, the end in mind is, and that's a great comment from Stephen Covey, right?
Mm, yes.
Is my end, and I used to have this dream, and I still have the dream, but it's imagining being in heaven, God welcoming me home, hearing him say, well done, and then it hit me that there's a grander vision, a grander mission for our parents out there who are listening, and that is imagining that God doing that with your child.
Exactly.
You can't force it, but when you start with that, to your point, Bill, and work backwards, it incredibly changes it to where, yes, I can do my part. I can prepare them, I can pray for them, but I can't change them. So my part isn't to change them. My part is to prepare them and pray for God to do the changing, and ultimately for me to not only show them, right, but to tell them. One of the missing secrets, I think, in parenting today is being vulnerable. You just said it. With your kids, I learned that my kids want to know more about the mistakes that I made and overcame than about my victories.
Right.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that.
But
it wasn't until I was vulnerable with them that I realized that that's what my children connected with, is they wanted to know the real me, not the one that otherwise, frankly, was the business dad that they probably were used to when I was younger.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you're providing for the family, you're working hard, and, and you're probably, in some respects, they're probably looking at you like a helicopter parent. You know, you're flying in and out, and because you're busy and involved and engaged with your business, and, you know, and the pressure is on to perform. And, and thank God that, God stopped you and said, hey, look, let's talk about this. But I love how you frame this, Tim, and you're exactly right. I think that, what parent wouldn't want to hear, from God Almighty that their son, their daughter, could receive that kind of praise, and all part of the investment and commitment that you demonstrated and supported throughout their life. That's cool. I love that.
Yeah, it really comes down to everyone will express it differently. My children don't talk about well done, but that's not the wording they use.
Mm-hmm.
But my kids have their own unique faith in the same Lord as we do. But my kids not only copy my mannerisms, they also copy, in some respects, our values, but in their own unique flair. The key, if I may, and I never really thought about it when I was younger, that's why I wish I could have my do-over, was to step back and say, so what could I do to help them want, as I said, what they need to be faithful? And the book is really, again, I didn't set out to write a parenting book. I wrote it for my kids. But through this process, it was like I saw the need in other parents. But more than anything, the book kept changing because God kept changing me.
Mm-hmm.
So it is incredibly practical, which is not where it started, but I saw that's where the greatest need was how do we, no matter where our kids are in this spectrum, right,
mm-hmm.
where they've wandered away or they're right up close, how do you help them carry that on in their own unique way for generations to come? So it's not about me. It's about the Lord, but it's how do I position my kids to be receptive, right?
Exactly.
I never thought about that. I do it in business all the time.
I know this is a business axiom, in sales and marketing, and the way you've done it here. Help them want what they need, right? And right. But what's the rest of that? Help them what they need?
To be faithful. Because the faithfulness, the last three words, to be faithful, is that end result that you were just talking about. That's starting with the end in mind and working your way back to what do they need, and then it is working your way back to how do I help them want that? Because ultimately, I had to reach my wife asked me this question out of left field one day, and wow, it hit me. Mm-hmm. Is ultimately, here's the question. Am I the parent that I prefer to be by default, or the parent that my children need me to be to help them be faithful? And that changed me. One day, my wife looked at me, and I was not in a good place. Boy, you talk about making mistakes, right?
My
wife said to me one day, she said, the kids and I are not your employees.
You talk
about feeling guilty, and I realized, you know what? I wasn't being a very good boss either, probably, But right. I wasn't leading my family, because to lead your family well, right, I have to lead myself well.
Exactly.
That's where it starts. Wow. Right.
Tell us about 50-25-1.
Well, 50-25-1 was really where a lot of it started. My kids were preteen and teenagers. And that's it's really just a simple, practical exercise that any family can do. And that's mm-hmm. what I try to do, is any of us can do these things, right? It's kind of built in part upon a statement by a dear friend of mine, Diana Boer, a communication expert across the world. She says this. She says, it's difficult to lead people to a place you cannot see, to an understanding that you yourself do not have, to a goal you cannot communicate. So I just had to think through, how do I do something to help my kids work their way through what their purpose is? And it's an exercise that starts with 50 pursuits, 50 things that make you happy. Simple, anything.
Uh-huh.
And you narrow 50 pursuits down to 20 priorities. 20 priorities that you'll sacrifice to enjoy. Mm-hmm. And then 20 priorities down to 5 passions you'll live for, and 1 purpose you simply will not live without. And I went through this myself. I did it with my wife. Each of our kids, we got together, had a fun little thing. I talked about in the book how we did it. Mm-hmm. Made it fun, right? It has to be fun for kids. But here's
right.
the kicker that I'll just share maybe 1 or 2 things with you on that.
Okay.
That literally changed my life. Yeah. Is that when my youngest son did that, he was probably 13, 14.
Mm-hmm.
Of his 50 things that mattered to him, just 50 pursuits, 24 of his 50 were almost identical to mine.
Wow.
And he'd never seen my list.
That's great.
And it was, it's not that they're similar, because he had his own unique flair.
Mm-hmm.
But what I saw through that was, you know what? My kids are already students of me. Even if you're not a student of your child is already a student of you.
Yeah.
But going through that exercise, my daughter that I just talked about a little bit ago, right? Love her to death, but she had some challenges. And what she said to me at the end was something like this. She said, this exercise will help you see what you didn't understand. And she said, you'll think only you are doing it, but the Holy Spirit will speak through you as you create your lists.
Mm.
And here's what she said at the end. And I wasn't even looking for it. And I thought, that's exactly who my baby was at the time. She wasn't looking to be wowed by an exercise, because at the time, a 15-year-old daughter was not interested in talking
right.
to dad. Like
exactly.
But these exercises, I don't want to oversell them, but I'm just telling you, they changed our family, and I've seen them change hundreds of people through our seminars.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it really helps you engage your children in the things that you already talked about just a few minutes ago that are so important to so many of us.
Right. And it's not like something like this takes, you know, an entire weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd be surprised how quick this can go through. Even if you gave them the project, said, hey, look, at here's the project. Let's, let's meet here a little bit later on, and let's compare notes, right? How did you go about it, actually?
Actually took them to a restaurant, to a place mm-hmm. that they weren't used to going, introduced the concept, and did it over 2 different nights.
Uh-huh.
They all went away. We all kind of did our homework, so to speak. And I got a lot of eye rolls, a lot of, oh, great.
Oh, yeah, right.
From Dad.
Yeah.
But when they started going through it, that's what was awesome, is because they weren't thrilled with another exercise for me, but they were pretty thrilled. And here's where I'll just tell you how I know it made a difference. About 10 years later or so, for Christmas, my kids, who are now, of course, 10 years older,
yeah.
all got together and redid their 50-25-1 lists and gave them to me as Christmas presents. And they had thought through and had decided 10 years later, life is very different when you're 26 than 16. But you could see how some of their 50 changed.
Wow.
But what happened, Bill, was that their purposes and their passions didn't change much. Because they were up
yeah,
the board.
Exactly.
But their lives had changed tremendously. And how cool that they had personalized.
Exactly. What a great gift. Tim Alba, thank you so much for being a book linked at our website.
And want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.